KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies here in Atlantic. It's 61 degrees. We look for some areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy skies today and a high of 84. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping Western Iowa news, authorities are investigating the death of a man found near a motorcycle in Pottawatomie County. Sheriff Jeff Danker says the body of 52-year-old Albert J. Giramonte of Crescent was found Tuesday morning in a ditch north of Council Bluffs. Authorities believe Giramonte was driving the 2006 Harley-Davidson motorcycle when he lost control on the gravel road and the vehicle left the roadway. There was a helmet at the scene, but authorities can't verify whether the man was wearing it prior to the crash. Giramonte's wife had reported him missing on Sunday. An autopsy has been scheduled. Police in Red Oak arrested two men on assault charges Tuesday. 36-year-old Philip Michael Eshelman of Red Oak was arrested at around 4:30 p.m. in the 2400 block of North Broadway Street on a warrant for assault causing serious injury. And just before 7 p.m., 23-year-old Cody Dean Johnson of Red Oak was arrested on trespassing and simple assault charges. His arrest stems from an incident that occurred around 12:30 p.m. Tuesday, where Johnson allegedly entered a home without permission in the 300 block of First Avenue and assaulted a resident there. Johnson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond, while Eshelman was being held without bond in the jail. Two people were arrested Tuesday evening on forgery charges in Montgomery County. According to Red Oak Police, 31-year-old Christopher Ivan Long of Red Oak was arrested on 11 felony counts of forgery. 33-year-old Bobby Joe Bruce, also of Red Oak, was arrested on 3 felony counts of forgery. Officials say Long committed acts of forgery from April 27th until July 11th, while Bruce's acts date from June 23rd to July 11th. Each of the forgery incidents were allegedly committed at the United Farmers Mercantile Cooperative in Red Oak. The suspects were being held at Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 cash bond each. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted in the investigation and arrests. Authorities say a man and his young son from Iowa were killed in a tractor-trailer crash on Interstate 95 in Stonington, Connecticut, Monday. Connecticut State Police say 31-year-old Sergio Amelier Castellon of Council Bluffs and his 7-year-old son Sergio Giovanni Castellon were pronounced dead at the scene of the crash. The truck struck a guardrail and bridge abutment. The wreck scattered debris across the highway, and witnesses reported seeing smoke and hearing explosions. The accident remains under investigation. Iowa DOT District 4 Transportation Coordinator Scott Sewer in Atlantic reported yesterday that weather continues to slow the progress on the U.S. Highway 6, or 7th Street, if you will, project here in Atlantic, but crews were able to pave up to Cherry Street last week. Sewer said they continued to dry the grade from Cherry to Plum Streets last week as well, and this week they plan on working hand pours for driveways and intersections and sidewalks near Spruce and Pine to Mulberry Streets. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the council in Sioux City has given another demolition reprieve to a 125-year-old home in that city's historic Rose Hill District. The council voted Monday to give Jim Gangler extra time to either repair or sell the home. It was flagged by the city in August of 2013 for severe rot and other structural issues. This past February, the Sioux City Council gave Salvador Carrasco 150 days to at least make significant progress on the renovations. City records said he had not, and on Monday, Gangler told the council that he bought the home from Carrasco. An 18-year-old Sioux City man has pleaded not guilty to kidnapping charges linked to a dispute over drug dealings. Isaiah Mothershed entered his plea Monday in Woodbury County District Court. He's charged with 2 counts of kidnapping and 2 counts of willful injury. Court documents say 2 people who went to buy marijuana for Mothershed on July 11th were bound and blindfolded by him after he accused them of helping another person steal his pot. The documents say he used a hot object to burn their faces and struck one of them with a shotgun. The documents say Mothershed then forced the victims into the trunk of his car, but they escaped later when he stopped and left the car to go into a house. In the funeral announcements, Max Town, age 95, of Elkhorn, died July the 12th. Memorial services for Max Town will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. James Jim Johnson, age 83, of Oakland, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Jim Johnson will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Paula Ann Peters, age 83, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Shelby, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Paula Ann Peters will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the St. John Lutheran Church in Council Bluffs. The Cutler O'Neill Bayless Park Chapel Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Helen Hohertz, age 98, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Helen Hohertz are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Maxine Mickey Hauser died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Maxine Hauser are currently pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.